There's the Lordship prayer, as I call it, and we've been through that one. And then there's this one, the prayer of relinquishment. I didn't read this in a book, at least I did originally, but then I made it my own, if you see what I mean. It was in a book by Catherine Marshall, but I cannot remember which one. And right at the end, she quotes a prayer of a missionary who prayed for many years for the Lord's healing, which incidentally didn't come. And it went something like this. Lord, I've tried to get you to heal me in the way I want for years. Right now, I give up. I relinquish my demands. I've come to the end of demanding from you what I want in the way that I want it, and I simply ask that you will have your way in my life, whatever that way may be, from this moment on. I surrender. It's quite a place to come to if you think about it. This dear one had obviously stormed heaven's gates for years and finally exhausted had given up and expressed the words, "Thy kingdom come," in a different way. It's amazing to me that we have seemingly come so far and yet here we still are, talking about the Lord's Prayer that we play so often. The kingdom is about displacement. His life for yours, his will for yours. There's no in-between if you're going to have fullness. I have come that you might have life and have it to the full, Jesus said in John 10:10. I wonder in our self-seeking world just what we thought he meant. Houses, cars, holidays, jobs, satisfaction? Ah, you get that, we're told, if we seek the kingdom first, Matthew 6:33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things shall be added to you. Whoops, we're out of alignment somewhere. Time for a mid-course correction again, I think. I'll leave you to think about it.